When dungeons are fun and you'd rather drink than fight dragons, the answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Hello there, travelers, and well met.
This is episode 4 of Funjuns and Flagons. Thank you so much for coming back on this adventure of Truthernia.
Truthernia.
Well, let's have a big shout out to our Patreon.
Hello.
Chat.
Zoop, go Patreon.
Hey.
Well, I mean, you're the reason why you're funding the show, so everyone in the comments, give love to the Patreon peeps because they are doing amazing things in there. I want to give a shout out to the BBCCs, which are the Bomber Backer creative consultants on this campaign here. We've got Adam Baxhorn, Joshua, Jonathan, Raphael, Skylar, Caitlin, DVKJ, Cassie, Nathan, Steve W, and Terry. $50 and higher, $50 tier is actually in the description as well, so you get to see your name there, which is really cool. There's a lot happening with those tiers, so check out patreon.com/geekbomb to see all those tiers and to get involved in the campaign too. If you are in the top tier, we do a hangout every single week, 2 hours chatting about the campaign. It's a lot of fun.
Alrighty, oh man, I'm jealous. That sounds like so much fun. It must be so cool.
I see you every week on Alpha Book Club.
Yeah, but it must be so cool to be a part of the of Funjuns and Flagons. It's really, really cool.
We
It is really cool. I wouldn't want to miss out on it.
How like, do yeah, you become sure. a part of Funjuns and Flagons?
Well, yeah. Ouch. That hurt.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, you said it last episode.
Negative one. Negative.
Yeah, but...
It's not going to make a difference to anyone.
So we've got a new thing that's happening, and at the intro of every show, it's however you respond
Did
in it.
Did you do something with your hair?
Negative one
really
hit
good.
Too obvious.
What?
Yep.
I had happy a plus one last time that we never used, so I'm going to say that
same.
I'm back to
Ah, audience. Damn it.
Okay. All right.
Mom, your hair looks stupid.
Negative two.
What?
So I'm at a negative three
It's a gamble,
now?
This, and it? I respect it.
It's a little bit, yeah. Hector's stupid.
Plus one.
Yes.
Oh, it's like that, huh? It's like that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just for the first roll of this game. That's all. And then it goes back to normal, okay? What is Funjuns and Flagons? Basically, it's my game, the moderator. I decide what happens. I get to choose. Oh, I kill Rob on a good day.
I just stopped myself from getting like negative 10. I thought of something real mean to do. And I stopped myself. So I feel like I should get like a plus 3 for that.
So sure, why the
No.
That's not how this works.
Another good gamble.
This is an improv RPG game. These guys have selected their characters. Dave is the dragon.
The dragonborn.
Who's now Australian.
David Garrett.
Negative one.
Negative one.
Yeah, back to zero again.
For the dragonborn.
Plus one because it's still a really good Australian accent. The dragonborn with the trident.
Back to zero.
That has a new gemstone, which we'll talk about.
But... we should remove this from the board and it's just in here magically.
There it is.
Or do we have some tape?
Mm.
We don't. It's not going to happen. It's quite a heavy gemstone. It's precious, made of precious materials. We've also got Samantha.
That's right, Samantha, who sometimes speaks with an Australian accent as well, right? Hey, right.
When should you start?
Call me Samo.
Oh, I'll give you plus one for Samo.
Samo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's some.
But no, he's still on negative three.
What? No, you said plus
one. You get a plus one, which means you're now no longer negative four. It's negative three.
I was at a negative three.
You're only negative three? Well, now it's negative two. If you can't do math...
Thank you. I can't. Yeah. It's a negative two. I was asking for a negative two.
Okay. And we also have Tad, the tabby tabaxi.
All right, give me a second.
You got a furball?
Hold on.
He's got it.
Oi.
That's what I was waiting for!
Yes. Give me
Years.
A second. In years of listening to you, and all he gets is "oi."
Nor. That one's a good one too.
The rules are simple. I place you into the universe. You know your character better than I do these days, and you have to play to your character. If you want to do something, you have to roll. If you roll an 11 or higher, it works. If you roll under a 10 or lower, it doesn't. The higher you roll, the better it is. The lower you roll, the more you fail. These guys have charges in their weapons. They can use them anytime. All they have to do is roll a d20 and a random effect that you, Patreon, have decided will come into effect. If you roll a 20, you gain a charge permanently. If you roll a 1, you lose a charge permanently. These guys have hearts. If they take damage, they lose the hearts. They lose all their hearts. They faint. If they do not roll out of their faint, they die. Let's get episode 4 happening. So this is what happened previously on Funjuns and Flagons.
Not a lot.
Our three adventurers, armed with legendary weapons, with fresh spider corpses strewn about the heart of the forest, are feeling plucky about their quest to take down the rogue storm giant. Until mushrooms crashed that idea. These magical mushrooms were commanded by the spirit of the forest, a giant tree treant, which just happened to be the previous birch shrine of the heart of the forest. And it also happened to have a precious stone inside of it. After a miserable effort, it was Tad who, even though paralyzed, successfully used two charges to flame his feet and to rope his way around the spirit tree, lighting it all on fire and gaining the forest stone, which now lives in the Garda Trident. Dave's map also lit up with a blue glowing dot on it. So you've got the map.
Yes.
Adventurers, what would you like to do?
So where are we? What
we are this? Currently...
We're
everyone. Yes. No, we're in the heart of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And right here in the birch shrine is where we just defeated the errant spirit of the forest that was not acting itself. Now, we did come from the Grimlock Forest, so...
Well, we came from the farmstead.
Correct, yes, through the Grimlock Forest and to the heart of the forest and then over the bridge to Grandmother's house,
so
all the way through
really
here.
We should really kind of go to the Forgotten Marshes, but I just can't remember where they are.
The Forgotten Marshes are somewhere in this area.
Negative one.
Started.
So we've got a couple of options here, right? Mm. And Dave, I would check on that foot. Actually, that looks impressive. It looks like it's healed up. Your foot looks really good.
I have self-healing. It happens.
Gorgeous
foot. So this is something that you guys have got some cuts and bruises happening.
Yes.
If you guys do want to replenish your charges and your hearts, you will have to rest.
I do. I would like to do that.
Would you like to set up camp and rest?
Ooh, yes. I have some great stories. Let's go ahead and build a fire.
Ooh.
Can you walk around in a circle here?
Yes. Fire.
Beautiful.
It's more like I'm kind of like when I like bury my, you know, like a cat does. Anywho, so yeah,
you
I got
one
a fire
used for
started.
That one and you used it? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you that one. Just the end of the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, but as I am self-healing, I don't need sleep to replenish, so I'll keep guard.
Okay.
Mm.
Nice. With your guard.
With my guard and my gemstone in my guard.
That's it.
I curl up around my tail.
I have a belt for this. It's my guard belt. Cut that.
Plus
please.
One. No, it's a pun. Okay. It's a pun.
That's true.
I got a plus one.
Fair enough. Well, Dave is feeling a little sassy. That's fair. So you guys are healing? You're sleeping?
Yes.
All right, you do replenish your charges. You replenish your health.
Just to paint the
you
picture.
You also, while sleeping, hear an eerie song. A sad, sad, sweet song.
Am I hearing it? Because I'm not asleep.
What time of the night? Are we both asleep? We're spooning, by the way.
Yep.
Tad and I.
Yes.
Yep.
It's not a surprise, really.
For warmth, I understand. Mm-hmm. It's coming from down south. So, Dave, you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it wake us up?
It's coming.
It's
seems
a
to
very,
be coming
very
from
sweet.
The swan pond.
It's a very forlorn, sad sound. It's like it's calling you. There is treasure afoot.
Again?
Wait. Hey. I smell treasure.
Oh.
Wait, you guys smell that?
So it's the morning, and you guys have rested.
Oh, I feel
what hot. Would you like to do?
Oh, I smell treasure, guys. I could be honest.
I think we should follow this treasure real quick.
Which direction is the treasure coming from?
It's coming from the sun.
Well, that's the opposite direction of the blue dot.
Yes, but here's a roll. 19.
Ooh, you 100% know it's coming from the swan pond.
It's coming from the swan pond.
Well, I suppose that is kind of on the way, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, in
we
a
have
sense,
to kind of come out at the swan pond before then we go north towards my blue dot.
Yes, that actually makes sense. We can go through the Forgotten Marshes as opposed to just
go
backtrack. These marshes here, and then we can just go through there and then go left to this
there.
Unnamed dot and then all the way out
God,
to,
I'm always cutting myself.
To the
dot.
The coast of the Shaughnessy.
Oh, Shaughnessy.
The Shaughnessy.
The Shaughnessy.
Oh, look, there's fool's gold mines down here. We can just go there.
Only fools would go there. Okay, then I guess we should start heading off to the swan pond.
Okay.
Follow the kitten.
How's everyone feeling? Everyone's nice and rested?
Oh, I feel fantastic.
Are we already there? Because there seems to be a swan.
You guys make your way through the forest, obviously you can see down there and you can see a giant swan pond. This is a beautiful, serene pond. It's like a lake that stretches out.
Is it a pond of swans or are there swans on the pond?
There is a swan onto the pond. As you can see in the middle of the beautiful pond, there is a little bit of land and on the land You see a bird, but it's not upright, it's down. And it's looking very, very sad, and there's like metal glistening around it.
I have to say, gentlemen, it seems that everything that is based in nature seems to be going a bit awry. Mm.
Where would you say that, lady?
Well, storm giants going wrong, hearts of the forest
going storm
strange,
giants,
and
yes.
Then this clearly water-based creature. How are you feeling, air elemental?
I feel a little sad, if I'm being honest.
I'm pissed now. I really don't want to be Tad, here, and even though I smell the treasure, and that's really, I'm
where's
real
the treasure,
torn.
Tad? Where's
I'm
the treasure?
I'm smelling it over by that bird over there. Okay.
Do you guys want to check the bird out, or at least go a little closer?
Absolutely.
How am I going to get close?
I'll use my wind elemental power to carry us all three into the island where the swan is.
All right, roll for
yes.
me.
Yes. Easy.
Sweet Christ.
What are you at?
8. So Tad falls in the water.
Yeah, oh, and Tad hates water.
Sorry,
that's
Tad.
Your
sorry,
weakness.
Tad.
It's my weakness.
Oh, I think you definitely lose 2 health. It's your weakness.
Wait.
To water?
Maybe you should have prioritized Tad, knowing that his weakness was water. Cats hate water.
I'll have you know, I have carried Tad for years with my air powers, and I'm just off my game. I guess you're right, Dave. I guess you're right.
Did you hear that?
No, because I'm dying.
I have a question that we didn't cover.
Yeah.
What did this do? Apart from give me a memory?
It gave you magic. Some magic back.
What does that mean?
You get to use a legendary
weapon. Oh, yeah, but we never told me what happened, what my legendary weapon does.
It's an earth one.
Because we didn't cover that because I couldn't do magic.
You don't have all three of them. No, so now it's a legendary effect. So you get a +1 when you use it.
Hmm.
And you.
Because we never covered it in the first episode.
I think it's that you can part the Red Sea. You can. It's a trident, so you can kind of shoot it, and then you just create a walkway to
all
land.
Right, yeah, I'll let you have it.
Oh, so I control water, do I? I'm Aquaman, am I? Is that where we're going? Is that what's happening?
That's not what Aquaman can do. That's what Mera can do.
Well, actually, no. It's the Earth, so if you only have the Earth Stone, you can control Earth.
So I can control the Earth. So I'm going to rise the Earth from beneath the sea with my trident, creating a walkway to the swan.
We'll roll high enough.
A land.
Well, how high does it have to be high for that?
11 or higher.
Sweet Christ.
5. So I haven't quite mastered. I told you, I'm no good with magic. A
couple pebbles flew out.
Try another tactic.
Charge. I'm going to use a charge.
Okay.
We could just swim.
Swim. You can. Well,
yeah.
Tad can't. You're
going
to have to lift
Tad. You guys.
Yes.
Peace.
No.
Can't we just do simply.
Yeah. I'm going to use a charge because I know Tad can't swim.
Wait, I don't know if that... Go
so
ahead.
So carry Tad on the...
on the
here
way.
We go. Here we go.
Oh.
He's a tank. He's like 6'8".
Am I?
Yeah.
17.
It's really useful to know this.
Wait.
How tall is everyone?
Okay, I'm 6'8". Bloody hell.
Tad is about 5'3".
I'm the shortest.
You're about 5'8", and you're about 6'5".
You are really ambitious, I have to say.
No, you're 5'8".
Oh, yeah, 5'3 is Tad.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm 6'8".
I'm
6'5". I just lost 3 inches.
Yeah.
Wow. You're
still a foot taller, though.
I rolled a 17 with my charge.
I'm the rock.
Alrighty. Using the charge.
What do you get?
You gold. Again, useful in this scenario.
William Stewart says, oh, this is very pretty for you. A pretty butterfly flits and flies
what
by.
Are you for real?
It's so pretty.
I'm like, guys.
And I'm just like kind of like
butterfly.
Dying heart palpitations in the corner.
Okay.
So beautiful.
So is it my go again?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up like Tad.
No.
Oh, that's smart. Oh, no.
Keeping them safe from the water.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no, Dave, I'll do
that. And then we'll walk over to the swan.
Great.
Fine.
Don't roll. Just you do it. Great.
18.
You're all on the land in the middle of the pond. And as you get closer, you realize
it's a pond. That's all it is.
The swan transforms.
It's man-made.
You're beautiful.
Wow. You can hold this in the way. It's like an optical illusion. No one will be able to see there.
The swan is really a beautiful woman.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Hello. Please help me.
Oh, you have a microphone. You don't need me to do that.
Oh, yeah, that perception check. Does anyone want to see what's going on?
I'm not doing so well.
Well, hello.
You can see that she's...
God.
What's that?
Damn it.
Did I hear a calm down over there? Is that what I heard? No? I'm pretty sure Julia just said calm down.
Did you want to punch in?
There you go.
They're already helping me.
Oh, that's so sweet. So you'll notice that she is bound and shackled by what looks to be magical shackles. She's been here for a little while and she's desperate for help.
But then I rolled like a 19 or something with the treasure. Am I smelling treasure here still?
Yeah.
Ah, good.
Okay. You can smell magic. There's magic. There's magic. Yeah, there's a magical treasure.
I guess. Between me kind of blacking out, it's I smell treasure.
Dear Swan Woman, what's wrong? Why are you bound?
Please help me. I've been here for ages, and you strong men and women look like you could save the day.
Fuck you. From what?
From me being trapped here in the lake.
Oh, it's a pond.
Dave, it's important not to question.
Swan Lake Pond.
Damn it, all water bad. It's bad. It's
exactly.
Bad.
Okay, and I've already got Tad in my arms, so I'm afraid it falls to you.
Oh. Well then.
I'm very sorry.
I can't wait for this fan art.
I am incredibly sorry.
It is your lucky day,
well,
beautiful.
Done, sisterhood.
Yeah.
Swan Woman. What is your name, Swan Woman?
My name is Sarah Beth.
Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth. It feels so good on the winds of destiny. Sarah Beth, do you feel what I'm feeling right now, Sarah Beth?
I will feel what you're feeling if you rescue me.
Okay, fair enough. It just so happens it is your lucky day, Sarah Beth, because I am Sam Mantha, the wise and famous magical heir Genasi.
I've heard of you.
Yes, of course you have. My exploits are legend. And I will free you on this day in exchange for one small favor.
She has treasure.
Careful.
Tread carefully. What's your goal?
You live a full and happy life.
Yeah.
Such a gentleman.
Can I roll for how big my eyes roll? And it's a 19.
It hurts. You have a headache. They roll so high. What did you just do with the air? What did you just do then?
I just...
Did you make a little love heart out of the air?
Absolutely. And then a little arrow went through it.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
But is she out of the pond yet?
No, she's shackled,
no,
guys.
Yeah. And then I just make my way over there and just start trying to like...
Ow, zap.
Sorry about that. That hurt.
They're magical shackles.
Of course they are. It was a test.
I have no magical abilities.
Well, you have a little bit of magic now.
Yes, you do. You have a little bit of magic.
Joan put a little bit of magic back in you.
Right, well,
put a little love.
I don't really feel like I have the knowledge. I'm just going to try and jam my trident into the shackles.
Wait, Dave, I have a better idea. Literally anything else. I will use my last skull of Eridani and use its arcane focus.
Okay.
To help me determine and pinpoint how I can magically undo these shackles.
Great, roll for me.
Who knew that was an option?
Shackles. Just make it up.
Yeah, sure.
Seven.
Yes. No.
It says, you're too keen. Cool it a little bit.
All right, then.
Not today,
Dave, perhaps you can use some of your magic, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
My
Tad?
Magic what?
Your Tad? Magic?
Oh.
Tad. Yes. Tad. Oh, you want
to... Tad, go please. Tad. I have nothing to contribute. You better bear in mind that you're still in my arms.
I got no magic powers here, but old Tad might be... has a limp and a black eye, but he's going to go ahead and try to claw these shackles away. Here we go, old Tad. 15.
Ooh, scout. Ow. You can't touch them.
But do I learn anything along the way?
They're magical. With a 15, yeah, they're magical, and they need fire.
Dude, I got any juice left in the old tank. It's in the day, and I'm pretty banged up.
For the sake of the episode, there's a little bit of juice left back in your feet.
Great, really? So I pick Tad up, and I jam his feet upon these damn shackles.
I'm a delicate princess. Can you stop saying jam things?
Sorry.
Don't jam me
at
anybody.
I'm going to gently place
Dave, just
fiery foot.
Just
also
gingerly,
known as athletes.
Yeah, that's true. Just very carefully.
Ten. How did I fail at
Do you have a plus one?
Yes.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
Now my plus one is gone. Thank God it's
there. It is. Though. So a little bit of fire takes a hold of these shackles and... Broomf, they break free. So she's now free.
Hello.
Thank you for saving me.
That's what we do.
I put my arms around her. You're welcome.
Oh, and as you do that, as you put your arms around her.
Well, hello there, Samantha.
My God. Oh, it's you.
There's music.
I should have known.
Who is this?
Ask him.
Who are you?
Do we know each other?
I've met your entire family, and I murdered them all.
I feel like you should have remembered.
That's impossible.
She not ringing a bell?
The Skrysanthos murdered my family.
My name is actually Skrysanthosos.
First of all, how dare you correct my pronunciation of the person
name.
Who killed my family?
Well, I would know because I did it.
Zoop.
And while this is all happening, and while this magic and treasure that you've snuffed out, all of the snuffing. But the shackles that were bound her, like binding her, leap up, and they shackle to your wrists, your ankles, and your throat.
Quick, calic reflexes. Calic reflexes?
You're gonna have, no, they're magic. They're really high power magic.
But fine.
Roll me like an 18 or higher.
17!
Oh, I said 18! You've only got one. Yeah, that's it. But the other ones, you've got your hands and your feet are free. Yeah.
Can we talk?
Yes.
Oh, shame.
Just.
Thank you for freeing me. I've been searching for you for this moment.
Why?
So I could wipe out your whole family.
Wow, that was lucky that you waited exactly here.
I forgot. I had a ring?
You had a ring.
Yes, a ring
it was
appeared.
One of your first. It's a Jekyll and Hyde ring.
Oh, yeah, yes. So they'll either become a friend or a foe if you were to use it.
No, you would become a friend or a foe.
Well, then that's a pointless thing to try and do. Mm.
You killed the only people I ever loved. Ouch. Why?
Just because I wanted to play with the three of you, and I'm sorry the two of you are now trapped. You're friends with Samantha, so you're all gonna die.
So here's Chrysanthos.
No. Chrysanthos Thosos.
Chrysanthos Thosos is the dark warlock that took out your family. And these are magical shackles. And apparently, she's toying with you. To get out of these shackles, the three that are bound on your ankles, your wrists, and your throat, you'll have to answer some riddles.
Oh great. God. Okay, let's do it.
Right. So bad at riddles.
This is exactly like Lord of the Rings.
What do we have to
do? Well, Gollum is my best friend.
We have to answer riddles? You're sick. You know that? You're sick in the head.
I could just kill you because I'm that strong of a warlock, but
I'll give you a chance.
I like to play.
It does seem strangely fair.
I mean, she does seem kind of chill, I guess, in that aspect.
let my friends go, and
no.
I'll answer all the riddles you want.
Just loosen this a little bit.
We've probably got more of a chance than trying to roll to get out.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Very true.
Counter offer. Yeah.
I am so happy to murder you when you get these riddles wrong.
Oh, get them right.
Your family didn't. Sucker.
My family hated riddles. I'm just crying tears. My family hated riddles so much.
I'm comforting my friend.
Oh, you got hands.
I got hands.
Get
I got
us
feet.
Out. Huh? Get us free.
I can't. It's magic. What do you think I've been doing over here?
Okay. Are you ready for a riddle?
Yes.
No.
I mean,
you're going to play this game or I'll kill you now. Are you ready for a riddle, Samantha?
Oh, does only Samantha get to play?
By the way.
Fine.
I mean, you can help, but it's Samantha's thing. But if you answer it correctly, you'll get something good happening. If you answer it incorrectly, something very bad will happen.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
No pressure.
Yeah. You got this?
Are you ready?
I don't
want to see the answer.
I bet you're as dumb as you are ugly, so these will probably be easy.
You were just hitting on her.
I know, she's so hot. Damn it.
Alrighty, go.
Are you ready? I have rivers without water and forests without a tree. I have mountains without stone and towns without a home.
What is it?
A map. Booyah!
That is correct.
Guys, this is going to be easy. She's a total idiot. Yeah,
the same.
I'm a warlock, and I'm beautiful. I did not say I was smart. So.
the good thing that you get, you're not dead.
You're welcome. That seems like a low bar.
Yes, that sounds like a bad Christmas present.
That was the easy riddle.
Wonderful GM. Wonderful, fabulous, beautiful, fantastic, smart GM. I would like to be slowly slipping on my ring, please, and activating it.
Is the ring in your pocket, though?
No, it was on my...
ring finger, and now I'm putting it on my middle finger to activate it.
If you were wearing the ring, yes, that's to activate it. Yeah, so but you would have to be carrying it.
It was on my ring finger, and that's not the activation
it's in your
finger.
Inventory. So,
so what if I snug around with my...
You're going to put your hand in his pocket?
Yeah.
As a buddy.
You think that's the first time?
Hey,
first
for
time?
Me, it's nothing. This
He's looking for the jewels in his pocket.
Then I'm waiting for...
No,
that's
not right.
Oh, okay. Roll to do it secretly.
All right. But roll me because you have magical shackles and he's not entirely close to you and you have to reach into his pocket. And mm-hmm. if you drop it, we're in trouble. You will drop it if it's...
20 or below.
I'm going to say 13.
All right, everyone, pray.
16.
Ooh, we did it.
All right, you've successfully put your paw in his pocket.
Tickle, tickle.
All right.
Lower.
And
lower.
You have it.
Uh-huh.
That's all. You have it now.
Yes, good.
Good use of turn.
Give us your next riddle, you piece of scum.
Yikes, man.
Just because I like playing with you and there's no way you're going to get this right. Are you ready, Samantha?
This is from
Never
my mom.
Never not going to be weird.
And my dad.
This thing, all things devour. Birds, beasts, trees, flowers. Gnaws iron, bites steel, grinds hard stone to meal, slays kings, ruins towns, and beats tall mountains down.
Oh
what
gosh.
Am I?
Are we allowed to...
Don't you dare. I
you
have this. I
it.
Have to
you
do this for my
it.
Family's honor.
I mean, that's literally from The Hobbit.
Oh my gosh, this is so hard. This
the
is impossible.
I told you Gollum was my best friend, okay?
Gosh, what could it be? Like a flesh-eating virus? Psych, it's time!
No!
Out pops into, I mean, it's glonk, because you can't catch it, but a time turner on a necklace.
Oh, cool.
Drops into the water next to you.
God damn.
I don't know what a time turner is.
Neither does he at the moment.
Oh, good. Okay, I thought
and I'm not
going to
ever figure that out.
You said it like it was
there.
Like a...
Did we all see
Big
it?
Big Mac.
Or just... or just
like,
me.
Oh, okay, I know what to do with that.
Mm-hmm. A time turner. There you go.
Did everybody see it or just myself? See the time turner fall into
the... You all knew the answer. You all saw it.
Ah. Yeah, that would have been... That sounds pretty cool.
I'll make eye contact.
So that's 2 out of 2.
Dave.
Do we...
I can't move.
I know, but...
Those were too easy for you. I'm going to give you a hard
one. Oh, yeah. Riddle 3. Yeah.
Ouch. No.
Riddle 3.
Mm-mm.
This won't be easy.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
I've been waiting at this pond for years. Rampaging dragon, cost for your flagon. Lightning in the air, fighting without care. What am I?
This one's hard. Yeah.
Could we get a repeat?
Can you
that?
Repeat the riddle, please? You worthless sack of excrement.
Nice.
Can I repeat the riddle?
Self-censoring.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, I don't know. Rampaging dragon, cost for your flagon. Lightning in the air, fighting without care. What am I?
Rampaging dragon, lightning in the air.
Cost for your flagon.
Silver.
Lightning in the air, fighting without a care, or something to that effect. Come on, Ted.
And
use your cat brains.
Oh, wait. Now we got a timer.
Where'd you pull that out from?
I told you from the beginning that you had to answer these questions correctly, or I'd kill you all. So
I'll give you a timer. I'll give you 3 of these.
Oh wow. Sorry. Dragons.
We don't need a
Rampaging
one.
Dragon.
The answer
your
is
flagging.
You're a dream.
Is that what you're going to lock that in?
But that's not the answer.
I mean, physically, you're very gorgeous. So we'll go ahead and use the other 2 of those guys.
Rampaging dragon, toss through your flagon.
Lightning in the sky.
Lightning in the air.
In the air.
Rampaging dragon, cost for your flagon.
Lightning in the air, fighting without care.
You're very smart.
Is this an ABBA song?
What am I? A what is a thing?
What do
you reckon that's a... Or a subject or an idea.
It's
Could be. That's a good answer.
Doesn't seem an obvious enough answer for it to be.
Wait.
Well, it can't be an easy answer. This is life or death, and I've been waiting to.
Yeah, but how many
Samantha.
Times are you gonna change it in? Like we're already best out of 3. Yeah.
2 more. We get 2 more of those.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
can I
guys,
roll for a clue?
As this is happening, this is indicating the water that is rising.
God. Oh, what? Dang this it. Isn't just a regular pond. Tad. Tad, keep it together, Tad. Keep it together, Tad. Cool it. You're okay. You're okay. Shh, 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 shh. You're okay.
Rampaging dragons. Well, I'm a rampaging dragon. And you're the lightning in the air. And you're...
Fighting you without care. I do. I mean, I like a good drink.
Cost of your flagon. I paid for the thing. It's us.
Repeat that last line again, and I will answer your riddle.
If we were to add a line to the riddle...
We don't need it. I know the answer.
No, we do.
Please take the line.
You useless, inferior, backwards, idiotic... Your friend, waste of air.
Your friend's gonna die.
If I hadn't already killed your entire family, I would kill them again for your insult.
I dare you to kill my family again. Read that last line.
Just take the clue.
All I need is the last line of this riddle again, and I will tell you the answer.
Fighting without care.
The line after that.
You mean the clue?
That's the last line. No, I'm not reading you the answer.
There's one other answer. It's what am I? I'm asking to be teed up. Go ahead and set
what
that
am I?
Us, heroes. Mm. The answer is the three is us and heroes on a quest.
It's not, because Maud's shaking her head.
Is that the third one or the second one?
That's the last one.
That's the last one?
The clue is that it is a thing in this campaign that you can lose and that you can gain.
Charges.
Okay.
Got it.
Oh, I aimed the L.
But you didn't say it.
No.
Well, you didn't say it.
The answer is charges.
Well, the Dragonborn's free.
I'm charges. The answer
is free.
Jesus Christ.
That's what we call karma. Instantaneous karma. Is what that
fire.
Is.
I wouldn't let Dave, you go that easily.
Dave, get out of here. Live a full life, you gorgeous
take
Dragonborn.
Me, man. No, I'm going
to
die.
I'm free, magically free. And so I use my trident to knock her out.
All right, roll.
How am I doing over here?
Dave, no, she's too powerful. She killed my entire Genasi family.
14.
Yep, she deflects it.
I'm a warlock. You can't use powers on me. I'm way stronger than you.
Where's that water at?
Oh my God, it's going up.
It's on your belly button.
What? No, it's not.
I'm still free.
I'm climbing up on him. I'm up on him.
Scry, I implore you, please.
Just say what I said.
Scry, please.
Nicknames now?
Just say charges.
Charges.
Well, it actually wasn't that. It actually wasn't that, but it got you enough to get out, which is only one of you.
Scry, I am begging you. If you want to kill me, if you want to torture me, play with me, fine. That's fair, but not like this, not this way. Let Tad go. He's an innocent. Look at his face. He's so scared. What? Look at his face. He doesn't like water. He's laughing right now.
He
He's so terrified.
He chose to put his lot in with you.
No, he didn't. I forced him. I manipulated him because I'm a dumb Genasi and you hate them, right?
No.
Let him go.
No, don't do this, man. We're friends to the end. And even though my end's way closer than yours, I'm going to be with you.
Well, I mean, if you didn't get that one, I mean, Dave, you're free. So if you want to try and free them, or if you want to save yourself, that's
Dave,
you're doing.
Yourself.
But we've got another riddle. If you want to,
your feet still on fire?
I'm on it. No, feet still on fire?
Underwater?
You're underwater.
I'm climbing up on him.
And then he used it to set me free. Right?
Nah.
But can I climb up on him?
I mean, I would very much like to free them, but I have no fire. I am a dragon.
Wow, nice.
What would you guys like to do? Would you like to be freed or would you like to solve one more riddle?
I would like Dave to free Tad.
Oh,
and then I'd like
I'll
to
allow.
Face my nemesis.
I'll allow it.
I will breathe the most pathetic gout of fire because I'm not a full dragon.
All right, I'm going to change the rule on this one. The higher you roll, the bigger the flame.
Perfect. I'm going to burn you, Dave.
It's going to smell like burnt hair. That's on you guys.
Two.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's right on my throat, too.
Tad's free.
I'm going to climb on the dragon.
You're now 6'5" in the air.
Yep.
Oh, it's like, this is great up here.
Wait, that worked? It freed him still?
Yeah. I just didn't burn him to a cinder. He's fur.
It just maybe singed
I thought it was
going to
be like a...
Are you ready? Are you
like
ready?
A little puff of, you know, like a pathetic little gadzuki.
And also,
okay,
by the way,
now
we're just standing watching.
The water continues to rise. You're only 5'8". Wait, you're 5'8" anyway, right?
Yes, I am. No, in
real...
You're
only 5'8".
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mod.
In real life.
Actually, in real life, I'm 5'6", so thanks for that. That was real nice. And I'm at a -2. Thanks, Mod. Hit me with that f***ing riddle.
You're the only one I wanted to trap anyway.
Of course.
So, your riddle.
Plus one.
Well, yeah.
Great. -1, then I'm at. Great.
Are you ready, Shorty?
I'm gonna kill you.
It's a term of endearment, okay?
From the parent murderer.
I murdered an entire family.
From the family murderer.
I'll never be your... You listen to me, Scribe Samanthios. I'll never be your friend.
That's
I'll never,
not
ever...
my name.
Not even if there's a fire.
Samantha B... Samantha B, was it? Cerbeth. Cerbeth. I know, it's funny.
That was my swan princess name.
Oh, sorry.
Cerbeth.
Okay.
Because I knew it would work for him.
Swan princess.
Okay,
like
are you ready
swan.
For your riddle?
I never bothered to anything.
Yes, go, please.
It is light as a fly and stronger than steel. Come to my home in the sky and let me serve you a meal. Watch where you step, for the floor is quite sticky. If you leave the dry parts for flood, I mean for food, I'm not too picky.
I feel like I got to get a repeat on that one. Get the whole riddle again, please.
It's light as a fly and stronger than steel. Come to my home in the sky and let me serve you a meal. Watch where you step, for the floor is quite sticky. If you leave the dry parts for food, I'm not too picky.
Okay, is it for food or for flood? Because that would actually determine what my
answer.
It's
for food, okay. I'm flooding the lake right now.
Wait, is this... What's that?
So the last line will be, who am I, correct? That's what I'm trying to determine with this riddle.
Who or what?
You know it?
Free yourself, Tad. Tad, okay. Say it and free yourself.
Well, if I'm wrong, well, I'm free right now, and if
you're
I'm
free.
Wrong...
If you're wrong, you'll take the negative.
Oh, okay. Storm giant.
Wrong.
Oh, nice. Well, I felt pretty smart for a second there.
If you get it wrong...
However...
you grow mouth pincers until the end of the episode.
Oh, like cool. The Predator.
It's like when I had headgear.
And that's a hint.
I really like Lord of the Rings.
It's kind of like, I don't know, they're venomous. Maybe that way.
That's okay, you're going to hate me, Scribe, but can I hear it one more time?
Scry,
please. Scry, you killed my mom.
Ready?
Yes.
I did. You're right.
I hate you.
You love me. It's light as a fly and stronger than steel. Come to my home in the sky and let me serve you a meal. Or serve you as a meal.
I know what it is.
Watch where you step, for the floor is quite sticky. If you leave the dry parts for food, I'm not picky.
Dave?
I know what this is.
Is heaven sticky?
And I want you to know something, Scry. When I get out of here, I am going to snap your neck in twain.
Just try.
I will.
Wow, what
this
do you
sums
think
you up perfectly.
Tad looks like.
Sound like a cat a little bit, but I got little pincers.
Yeah, like the predator.
Yeah, it got little pincers.
I can't.
The little pincers.
Like Scry, you let me out of here, you spider.
No. That is correct.
That makes more sense than the storm giant.
And out, blunk, into the water falls a net made of cobwebs.
So now there's
answer.
A time turner and
a net made of cobwebs.
And you have a ring for some reason that was.
And you are all free, even though the water is basically at clavicle height.
Well, I'm on his head.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we doing with this time turner thing? Anyone?
Yeah. Also, are my pincers still here?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what we're going to do with the time turner. Is it Micah?
Yeah.
Oh. We're going to turn back time so that you're back in your chains.
That's not what it does.
That's not what it does. Not what we're going to do. It sounds like that's what it should do, though, because it should turn back time.
I mean, I kind of thought maybe that would...
You'd be mistaken.
Guys, do you happen to know what a time turner does?
I had an idea, and since that's not, doesn't seem to be
oh,
the
so
case.
So we both had the same idea.
Of course
right.
we do,
but
Dave.
Is it treasure, and could I sniff it out?
Yeah, it's treasure.
Ah, cool. Yeah. I'm going to sniff it out and figure out all of its properties.
I mean,
yeah. Okay, I'm pretty confident about that.
No, you don't.
What, 17?
That's a 7.
17.
That's a 7.
What are we saying?
That it needs to be over.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, well, you didn't tell him that before we rolled.
What do you guys want to do? She's here. She's defenseless.
I will.
Well, I just hit her as hard as I could, and she wasn't defenseless.
That's true.
Do I have venom?
Do you want to try the time turner out?
Yes, I will test the time turner out.
Alrighty.
What do I need to roll?
11 or higher.
11 or higher.
Boy, what happens when it doesn't?
Didn't.
All right, you can't use it.
I gotta use it. Not
Dave, hand me the time turner.
There it is.
Tad, grab this net underwater.
You wouldn't cast any
spells at him. I can't get it underwater. Thank you. I got it.
Yeah.
I got the net.
I gave Tad this net.
I have a net.
Yeah.
I have a
net.
Oh, you should throw the net on her.
Yeah. Could I throw the net on her?
I'm a warlock, so I'm going to take the time turner for myself.
You have to get it out of my cold, dead hand.
Or with mask
dry.
Roll higher than a six.
What? Higher than a six?
Yeah,
come
she's
on.
She's a warlock.
Well, I have a net.
Two!
What in the
it
world?
It didn't even roll. It didn't even roll. It just plopped on the table.
Count
okay.
It.
What? Now it's a freaking one?
The spirits of my Genasi family have been summoned. My ancestors, my brothers, my sisters, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my nephews, my nieces,
she's
my mother and father appear behind me and they say, wreck that bitch.
So I use my power and they all go away.
You can't. No. The power of the Genasi family runs in my blood. I am. There they are. James,
roll.
Lily, my family. They're here. And they turn to me and they go, Albus Severus.
Don't you dare.
Albus
Samantha?
Severus Potter. And I summon my... negative six?
Don't do that. I knew that was going to... All right, summon a negative seven.
Albus Severus Potter. And I will... You're like, hurry up. And I will use, Mike, the strongest chaos bolt I've ever shot.
You're not going to use the time turner?
No, I don't need to. I'm going to kill her, and then I'm going to go back in time and kill her again.
Oh, okay.
All right. Chaos Bolt. 19.
Wow.
Right
bolt.
Between the
what?
Eyes.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, it hurt a bit.
A little bit?
It I am a very strong warlock.
You keep rolling twos and ones, though, so...
I haven't been around people for a very long time.
You've
been
waiting.
In swan form waiting.
You've been waiting for him.
So she's taken chaotic damage, but she is... chaos herself,
net,
so...
Net.
You want to throw the net?
Net.
Do you call your net
20!
The net?
20! Oh. 20 more! James, Lily.
The net flies
out. Pinscher throws the net.
Yeah.
Yes. And with his sticky, like, substance, it pins her to the ground.
Now it's like she all over again.
Dave, stab her in the heart.
Tad with the win once again.
but last time I hit, did physical does nothing.
Dave, you
yeah,
can
you got
do
a bit
it.
Of magic now.
I gotta do magic.
You got a bit of magic.
I do have a bit of magic.
But you got a bit of magic.
In your trident.
In my trident.
Yes.
So I can just stab her with this now.
Yeah.
So I was weakened by his chaos bolt and by the
and now you're pinned down
net,
with the net.
Spider's web.
Well, actually, I'm going to fairly, as one woman to another, give you a chance to yield.
I love the compassion. I love the compassion on display.
Damn, she might.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Then I'm gonna roll to kill you.
Right.
Cool.
20.
Oh, yes. Boy. Boom!
You get a charge for your last one, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
So
you get a charge
oh,
for
possible,
your.
I rolled a 1 and a 2, and he rolled a 20.
Not a very good warlock. Yeah.
Why get to roll?
To defend.
To use power, yeah, to defend.
You can't because you're under the net.
Boom.
My friends love me.
I gave you a chance to yield.
You did. He,
I'm
yes,
basically
did.
In a
Ashley,
lake of poison.
Turner.
It's in his hand.
You have covered all bases.
With one sturdy, piercing motion, you just spear the trident into Sky Santhos.
Sky Santhos. This is
Brosh. Into her heart. And
no.
She erupts into flame, into the shape of a swan.
Oh, cool.
You have defeated your arch nemesis.
Can we get...
You're the worst.
Can we get out of the pond?
You're still on my shoulders this whole time, by the way.
Yes,
actually,
we can, Tad. Yes, we
this
can.
This is where we're going to call episode 4.
What?
Of Fungeons and Flagons.
There we go.
You guys defeated Samantha's arch nemesis, Skythansos. Boroskos. As well.
I love you both so much.
But you've taken damage. You've gained charges. There were 20s rolled this time around. That was fantastic effort, everyone.
And ones. Ones were rolled too.
Ones were.
And a two.
That hurt. That was a
disappointing. Two fell and then you rolled a one.
So, I mean, you were like a warlock of great power, but a one's a one.
Just an off day.
Hands are tired.
Don't mess with the Genasi.
It's a bummer you planned all these years for this. All right.
It was a pretty lame like end to my life.
What are you gonna do? I got pictures.
And she
now.
Has been destroyed, just like that.
Well, that was not as intimidating as I thought it would be.
No, I can now eat bread without using my hands.
What kind of warlock goes, oh, I've got you trapped? Riddles.
Well, you nearly drowned.
Very fair. That's why I gave her a chance to yield.
She never.
Also fair.
She never had a chance.
I have your ring now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can I have that back? You want to hold on to that? You can keep it.
You know, it's funny.
It really seems like a 50-50 chance of that being really good or really awful. So.
Just like every single role that you do in this game.
Dave, do you want this ring?
No.
With this ring.
If I went Mr. Hyde on you, it wouldn't be pretty.
Dave.
Chad could get out of there.
I wouldn't
do
care.
Do not propose to me with a psycho ring.
I'm going.
Oh, my knee. I'm
ow, Dave.
Well, you all nearly died.
And I'm standing on his head, her head still.
Dave, make me the happiest platonic friend and accept this ring for killing the woman who killed my entire family. Please.
Will Dave it's say fair. Yes?
It's the no? least. It's find out next week on Funders and Dragons.
There we go. It's nice.
Oh, you did? You just took it?
Least I
took it. All right, you took it. Well, there you go.
I had a pretty
good
cliffhanger.
But still watch next episode, even still.
For the ceremony.
Thank you so much for watching. We do appreciate fan art, and we do have a Reddit account as well. So put all your drawings. Get in there. I do want to give a shout out to Terry Trin, who has animated you guys, and you look fantastic.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
In Genasi culture, we're married now. I put a ring in your pocket. Sorry. Just kidding. That's not true.
Well, it could be. Anything could, happens in this game. Be. If you roll high enough, it'll happen. You know what I'm saying? Please do keep sharing the show. All the efforts that we can put in to get enough eyes on this would be amazing. This show. Big thanks to Tiffany Smith. Come back in here, Tiff, for guesting
very
on
well
this
done.
Episode as well.
I want my swan back.
Tiffany, where can people find you?
I died last time.
You guys can find me on social media at Tiffany's Tweets, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff, and on DC Daily with that guy, hey. DC Universe. This swan's gonna sit here for forever because she's still at the lake. You killed me, but not. The swan well,
good, the swans are protected creatures where I come from.
Yeah.
Rob, where can people find you online?
Twitter, I guess, is probably my best option, at Robert Kaczynski.
Fantastic.
I think.
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Good.
Nice.
Hector?
You can find me on the internet at Hector is Funny.
Stop it.
Thank you again for watching, everybody. That was really fun.
And Sam?
At Sam Basher or at Only Stupid Answers everywhere that matters. Be pro.
And we finish each episode by saying the trusty 3, 2, 1. Cheerio,
mates, and let's have another round of buddies and pals.
That was probably our worst that we've done. So, thanks, guys. I can't wait to do this again.
I stand on the high.
Cheerio.
We'll return.
Ha ha ha. Bye.